Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Chamisha lo Yisrom avim tarmu trumas and truma. Five people should not take off truma lechatchil avim tarmu. If they do it, trumas and truma, it's good truma b'diavad. Now here we have five again. The Rav again says over here, they're coming to be Maid Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is b'diavad, a cotton that did not have shtei Cyrus. Cotton that could be younger than a bar mitzvah. His truma is a good truma. And this Mishnah is telling us that, but not Rabbi Yehuda, because this Mishnah holds Rabbi Yehuda is not good b'diavad. First case is ha'ilem, so this is somebody, lo leinu, that's mute. The Rav says that he can hear, but because of a certain sickness, he's not able to speak anymore. So the reason that he can't take off truma, the Rav says, is because he's not able to make a bracha. So Rabbi Kiveger points out two things. Number one, there is something he can do. Although he can't speak, he can hear. So let somebody else make a bracha, and he should listen in, shemei ka'ayna, and then he can take off trumas. So he says that he could taka do, and he brings down the Beis Yosef in Yerodea that says so. The other thing he brings down also, it's based on a Tosfos, is that you see from this that the only issue of him not doing this lechatchila is about the bracha. What about calling it truma, harezu truma, or whatever he would say, harezu truma? There you see that a person doesn't have to actually say those words. All he has to do is think them, because the only thing that stops us from making a mute person lechatchila take off trumas is dafka, the bracha part, not calling it truma. Next case, v'ha shikr, v'ha arum, so shikr we know, arum, somebody that's not dressed, v'ha suma, somebody that's blind or leinu, Ubal Keri. So all these cases, the Rav brings down. So the Shikr and the Suma, so they both don't know how to be Boira from the Yafa, and they both can't understand or see right now which is the better part to be Boira Yafa, to take off Chuma, on the nicer part of the mixture. And the Rav brings down that the Shikr is whoever cannot speak in front of a king because of his drunkenness. The Arum, the person that's not dressed, the naked person, also the problem is that he can't make a bracha. And a Balkari, the Rav brings down, this is during the time of the Takana, before that they were Mevatalit, as we know that a Balkari is Mahar Beliba, like we learned in brachas. But in all these cases, lo yisromu, they shouldn't take off Truma, vim tarmu Trumas and Truma, but the Evid, obviously it's a good Truma.